Soita Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Like we pointed out, the end of Perek Vov, that is the end of Inyone Soita. Mikan ve'elech, we have a variety of Inyonim that are not really Shaykh to Soita. They're loosely related, but the Mishnahis we're going to enjoy learning now about a wide variety of Inyonim. In the Parsha of Soita, a chelik of the Parsha is the psukim that are there, and that's what's written on the ksav that was put into the water that created the mayim ha-ma'orim that was fed to her. What lashon was written? Mamish, the literal lashon ha-psukim. So because of that, the Mishnayis now talk about what things, what dinim, have to be written literally in the lashon ha-psukim. Elu ne'morim b'chol lashon. There are other things that don't have to be written mamish in the lashon ha-psukim. There are things, there are parshios, there are inyonim that a person has to say, has to talk about, but it doesn't have to be said literally in the parsha. Elu ne'morim b'chol lashon. The first one, and here's our shaykh, is parsha Soita. The Rav brings down, the pasuk says, V'omar el ho'isha, V'omar is a lashon of amir, generally speaking, b'chol lashon shu'aymer. Vidu maise is in parshas Kisove, where a person at the end of 3 year cycle of trumas and maiseris, the first year being Truma Gedoyla, and he's also Mafish Maisurish and Maisusheni. The second year, again, Truma Gedoyla, Maisurish and Maisusheni. The third year, Truma Gedoyla, Maisurish and Maisur Oni. At the end of those 3 years, a person has to be Mavari, he has to clear out all the Trumas and Maisus, and he has to give them away. He has to finish that 3 year cycle, and then he says, Avidu Maisur. The Vidu Maisur is a declaration that he used, he was mafresh, and he used, and he gave away all the Trumas and Maisus, Kedas Ukedin. Parshas Kisovi. Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. So it says over there, V'omarto Lefnei Hashem Alekecho. Again, it's a general Lashon, it means B'chol Lashon. Kriyashma. Chiddush, person doesn't have to read Kriyashma and Lashon HaKodesh. Kviyetzu Kriyashma. Shma Yisrael, the Pasuk says. Hear, Klal Yisrael. Hearing is in any Lashon. The Bavus the Chiddush, where the Mishnah Berurah says, and also the Mestabah, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Beis, says that he's only Yoytze Krishma B'chol Lashon if he understands what he's talking about. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is like this. Lashon HaKodesh is inherently a Lashon. Other Mishnah was created talking on the Mishnah. It's a Lashon Be'etzem. Other Lashonis are only Lashonis because people talk it. Chinese developed because people talk that dialect. If there wouldn't be anybody in the world who understands Chinese would cease to exist as a language. The same thing as in English or Portuguese or any other language. Only Lashon HaKodesh are actual words because they are that way be'etzem. Therefore, if the person who's speaking it doesn't understand it, for him, what is it? Why is French or English a Lashon if he doesn't understand what he's talking about? It's babble. Only Lashon HaKodesh one could daven, one could say Krishma, even though he doesn't understand. This is a Kivegel HaMaisa, it's not so poshut. But this is the Mishnah Berurah, look on Svara, it's Gantz Pashut. The same thing would be true, Tefillah. It's Kosher B'chol Lashon. What's brought down is that this, that Tefillah is Nemeres B'chol Lashon, is only Legabi Tefillah B'tzibur. But a Yochid that's Mispalel is only allowed to daven B'Lashon HaKadosh. Here the Mepharshim, the Rav, the Tazian, to bring down something a little bit more esoteric. The Gemara says that Tefillah of a Yochid doesn't go automatically up to Shemayim. It needs Malachim. Malachim only speak Lashon HaKodesh. You find this in different places in the Chazal. Mashayin came when we're talking about Tefillah B'tzibur. Tefillah B'tzibur breaks through all the Sha'arim. It goes up. Now, because of this, there was a confusion in the early 1800s. There were Mishanim that wanted to change the Lashon HaTefillah in public, the Seder HaTefillah to German. And all Gedolei Yisrael wrote Tshuvis. This is really the beginning of the Reform Movement, was they changed the Seder HaTefillah in Shul. Same with Bizman Hazeh also. Any Mishanim, reconstructionist, or whatever you want to call them, they all start with something in a Shul. E Mishum, separation, men and women. Any Seder HaTefillah, for some reason in a Beis Knesset, is always the starting point of any reform movement. So one of their selling points was that Tefillah B'tzibur could be done B'chol Lashon. So you look, the Poskim point down, Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Kuf Aleph, is that this halacha is only on Tefillah B'tzibur B'derech Akroi. Masha'enke B'kviru, so about that Tzibur is not allowed to be Kevei itself, to daven in Kol Lashon. About that has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Mishnah Berurah brings over there some of the Poskim, Kevei, and the Chasam Sofer, one of the Yonim is also that this that we'd be matir to daven b'chol loshon is only when that will be ma'ir the person to kavana. Masheng, if that would become the standard nusach, so it turns right away into mitzvah anoshim ulumoda, and it's not going to be b'kavana ritzuya. So then avadu daven b'loshon hakodesh and the loshon of anshe kness sagdalo. There's another point that's brought down, is that could be that the hagbolo, that a tfilas yochid can't be daven b'chol loshon, is only when we're talking about tefillas yochid, a loshin that's not part of the tefillah of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Masha'enkin, when we're talking about somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, talking about somebody davening the tefillah that the tzibur davens, so that has the shame of tefillah with tzibur, even though he's actually right now davening b'yochid. That day is not mekubal. Another point that's mentioned over here is the Rosh brings down that it could be that the Hagbolo against davening in any other Lashon, because of this Indian with the Malachi Ashores can't carry it up. But Tfilas Yochid is only when we're talking about Lashon of Tfilah Ba'aramis, which is what the Mishnah and the Gemara were concerned about. That was the Noisei Oz. Masha'enkin, the Rosh says, there's a Mokum to davening Yiddish, let's say for Pashto women that couldn't read. So they would write, they would daven a seder tefillah, the tchinis, that women would daven, they would daven, b'chol loshon, daven in Yiddish, why they understood it, and it's not a ramis, well, that could be daven. U'bichas amozoin, also the Torah says, v'ochalto v'savoto b'irachto, means b'chol loshon, general loshon. The last two cases will be a shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'pikodoi. Shvuas ha'edus is when a person makes a shvua, that he doesn't have edus to say on behalf of somebody else, Apostle Pash Vayikra, Mishnayis Shavuos. And over there, Vishoma Kol Olam means Vishoma is also a general Lashon, like we had by Shema Yisrael. He heard the Mashbiah telling him, and he made the Shavuah falsely. So he's Chayiv Korban, even though he made the Shavuah not in Lashon HaKodesh. The same thing is true. Shavuos HaPikodon, he made the Shavuah falsely that HaPikodon was stolen, or it got lost, or whatever it was. So the halacha is also over there. The shvua does not have to be made be loshen hakodesh. Mishnah base. This mishnah is the opposite. Elu nemorim be loshen hakodesh. These are the things where the Torah has a kpeda. They have to be said be loshen hakodesh. Mikra bikurim, the psukim that a person reads when he comes in pashas kisavoy, when he brings bikurim, he reads the psukim of Arami Oivid Ovi until the end of the pasha has to be read in the original loshen haTorah. Chalitza, the psukim that are in Pashas, Chalitza and Kiseitze have to be read by the Cholitz in the original Loshen, Brochos uklolois. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and they said the Brochos and Klolois that are in Pashas, Kisove and Hagrizim and Harevo. Birchas Koyanim has to be said by the Kehanim in original, without translation. Birchas Koyan Godel is B'yem HaKippurim. He reads the Pashis and then the whole Seder of Brochus that he gives, that he says, Bezunder Brochus that were only said by the Kohen Gadol after the Avoyde Bifnayu Bifnim, has to be said in the original Loshen. Pashas HaMelech, we're talking about Hakel. The Mishnah is going to go through these, because all these things are being listed and we don't have another address for them, so Mel the Mishnayis in the next segment is going to bring down the different pratim of these halachas. Parshas HaMelech is the parshas that are read of Hakel. We're going to see in Tzeshem soon about that. Parshas Egla Arufa, the psukim that was said by Skenim when a dead body was found between two towns, and they have to be read Yodenu L'Shofos Adam Hazeh, Kapelam Chi Yisrael, those are in Parshas Shoftim, that also has to be read in the original Lashon HaKodesh. Meshuach Mulchoma B'Shosh Medaber El Ha'om. The Pasuk says in Parashat Shoftim that when a Melchama was about to be started, so the Meshuach Melchama, the anointed Kohen, who has a shtikl din of a Kohen Gadol, goes out and he gives over a whole drasha, who should go out to battle, who goes out, Shema Yisrael, Atam Krevim Hayom, etc. The Pesukim over there in Parashat Shoftim, that also has to be read in the original Lashon. The Mishnayis now are now going to bring Mekoris to all this and explain what are the details of each one.